With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Joining us right now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. You can find his work at bobmcginnfootball.com. He's the namesake of that fine website. He's Mr. Bob McGinn. Bob, how are you this afternoon, sir?
Great, guys. How about you?
We're doing well. Bob, I have to frame this question in a very specific way, because just like we don't really know what a catch is anymore in the NFL, we now apparently don't know what a tackle is anymore in the NFL. Given the new rule and the way that it's written up and the way Tony Corrente explained it after the game, does the penalty on Clay Matthews jive with you?
I've never read the rule, guys. I've actually never read the NFL rule book. I'm not into that. I'm sorry. I'm just not. So I don't know the official rule, but, you know, they're just – I mean, what do you want me to say? It's just the game has totally changed in the last even 5 years, let alone 15 or 20, and I don't know how you can play defense anymore.
Okay, so let's talk about the defense, because that's what we were talking about to start off the show here this afternoon, and talking about this defense versus Tom Capers' defense and all of that. But let's start off with the cornerbacks, with Alexander and Josh Jackson. Am I wrong to be excited about these two guys, thinking that there might actually be two good cornerbacks in Green Bay finally?
Not at all. Both of them have shown a lot in their first, you know, 4 or 5 months here. Alexander's aggressive. He's confident. Jackson has great hands, and he's pretty physical, probably better than advertised. Now, they both have shortcomings, but that's to be expected. And, no, they look like Green Bay may have two good corners.
Let's talk about Devon House. Where do you rank Devon House right now as a cornerback? Is he a middle-of-the-road guy? Is he a guy on the other side of his career? Because Pro Football Focus is throughout this thing that when Alexander – and Jackson were covering Stephon Diggs. He had 3 catches for 6 yards. And then immediately, once you retweet that, everybody's like, then why was Devon House covering Diggs on that play where Bryce didn't give him help soon enough, where he got that long touchdown play?
Yeah, they don't – we don't really know that much whether Jackson can play outside or not on the basis of speed. I don't think anybody's sure of that. That's why he's not out there right now. Alexander's a little short for playing outside, and they like him inside. So when King went down, they felt their third best outside guy would have been House. Yeah, he's on the downside of his career. I mean, he had a great 40 time. I think he was sub 4.4 when he came out of, what was it, New Mexico or New Mexico State. But, you know, some of his speed has decreased. I still think Devon House is okay. But I really think Dimitri Goodson, with his ability on special teams, probably should have made the team as a sixth corner. Or if you really wanted to push it, he was about tied with House, I guess.
Talking with Bob McGinn of Bob McGinn Football here on the Wendy's Big Show. Were you surprised how much they missed Kevin King when he went out of that game? I mean, I know he's their starting cornerback, but the drop-off and the way Minnesota really attacked that position when he exited was dramatic to me. I didn't expect that much of a change with Kevin King off the field. Did you, Bob?
No, I really didn't. And I don't think King's playing that good, you know, realistically. I really don't, in the first game and a half before he got hurt. So I didn't think it was a real big loss. And even as the game went on, I don't think it was. I mean, they picked on Alexander in the slot. And I mean, they found everybody. They went after Tremont Williams. They went after Jackson on that on the over route. House, King, they went after him. It wasn't a red-letter day for those DBs.
Let's talk a little bit now about the safety play with Kentrell Bryce. How do you think he's coming along at safety next to Hocklin and Dix?
Pretty good. I think he's really picked up the system. I think he's an intelligent kid and very dedicated. He needs work. He's slow. He's late to the party sometimes. But he is a big hitter, and he hasn't had any penalties. I thought he'd be getting some of these roughing penalties because that's the way he wants to play.
Right.
And he's been able to hold back. I think he's played pretty good this whole year.
Talking with Bob McGinn of BobMcGinnFootball.com. Make sure to go check out all the great analysis that Bob gives you over there at BobMcGinnFootball.com. Bob, let's talk about the defensive line. I thought Mike Daniels played really well this week. And maybe I had higher expectations than I should have had for Muhammad Wilkerson based on the first two games that I've seen. I thought change of scenery re-energizes him, and maybe we get Muhammad Wilkerson from his first couple year with the Jets. And he's shown a couple of flashes, but nothing consistent.
No, you're right. You know, he had two pretty poor years with the Jets. Fined for being late for meetings. He got paid, you know, two or three years ago. And sometimes guys just, they've kind of forgot what got him that contract. And maybe that's the case with him. I mean, you don't see a real great motor. You watch him away from the ball. There's not a lot of chase. Point of attack, it's okay, you know. And like you said, there's just a flash here and there. But, yeah, I guess if you were expecting high things, it would be a disappointment.
Was Aaron Rodgers more mobile than you expected him to be in that game, Bob?
I thought it was just pretty much be the way he was, you know. I mean, he could get out some, and it was better than the week earlier. I thought he was going to be about just kind of the way I thought.
If that's the Aaron Rodgers that you're going to get, and depending on what reports we are to believe about his injury, it could last another 4 to 6 weeks where he's feeling the effects of it and he's limited in the way that we saw on Sunday. How much does that change the Packers season or your expectations for the Packers this year if that's the Aaron Rodgers we're going to get for the first half of the season?
Well, they're going to be favored in the next three games at Washington, host Buffalo, at Detroit. I think they'll be favored at Detroit the way they're playing. Then they host the Niners. They'll probably be favored in that game. So, I mean, they're in a stretch right now where if you got a quarterback who's not totally 100%, I still think they can win a bunch of games. And, heck, they did pretty well on offense the other day, you know, against a really good defense.
Can we go back and talk a little bit about the Packers' offensive line and how they looked? I thought they played really well in the second quarter specifically. And then I thought in the second half, things started to unravel a little bit there. Did you see the same thing, and what did you attribute it to?
Yeah, I did. Well, you know, Mike Zimmer said something interesting yesterday. Most offensive line coaches, you know, they teach the first move in pass pro, the hands to the breastplate, hat, the guys whose hands get inside wins. Well, Green Bay does. I wrote this a couple of years ago. Green Bay's guys, several of them, I think Bulaga and Taylor are examples of that. Their hands go outside, which is legal, but it's not. You don't see it a lot. So Zimmer, you know, has talked about that, and he wants his offensive lineman to do that, but he's not. He hasn't gotten that, I don't think, in his system over there. So he said at halftime he told his rushers to escape those hands outside. He told them more to move their feet and to go side by side. Well, that's maybe the reason they were more effective. You know, Bulaga was hurt by the two defensive ends, Griffin and 99. And then Bakhtiari kind of wore down and gave up some bull rush pressure. But all in all, I didn't think the offensive line was terrible. I mean, that's really a good front. Sheldon Richardson's been unreal. Yeah, he got McCray and he got Taylor here and there and Lindsley, but they blocked Joseph, the big guy, 98, pretty darn well in the run game.
That's Bob McGinn. Find his work along with his fine team over there at BobMcGinnFootball.com.
Hey, yes, Bob, you kind of relaunched that website this year, right?
Yeah, you know, we knocked off about May 10th, and then Charlie, my son, and I, we had to decide what to do. And so we decided to come back another year, and we started writing September 1, you know? It's just kind of a year-to-year deal, and heck, we don't want to work in the summer, you guys.
So you're not gonna start a Brewers page? Is that what you're saying, Bob?
Well, no plans for that right now, I'll tell you. We're doing just fine the way we are, man.
Yeah, you guys are doing a great job, Bob. Thanks as always. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks. Take care.
That's Bob McGinn, BobMcGinnFootball.com. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval process from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.